بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today's Tarawih, it consists of إليه يرد علم الساعة, the 25th juz. The surah covered the last section of Surah Hamim, Sajda, Hamim. Surah Shura, Surah Zukhruf, Surah Dukhan, and Surah Jathiyah. In Surah Shura, the subject detail is how evil and vulgar speech can be cursed by the mercy, so it can be cured by the mercy and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which come through his revelation. Men and us, me and you, are asked to settle differences in patience by discussing and settling their differences among themselves. True inspiration comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Wise. Everything in the heavens and on the earth is His. Yet man still worships false gods. The religion preferred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been and will always be Islam. He has ordered us to remain firm in religion and not to make diversions in it. Only selfishness and jealousy can cause divisions. All disunity should stop and people should return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's teaching and accept the judgments of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment concerning the just and the unjust will eventually come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and care for us can clearly be seen in His creation. Misfortunes befall us because of our own evil doings, and for many of them He grants forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan will always be carried out. The controversies and disputes and distractions should be avoided. The comforts of this life are temporary, but that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better and more lasting. Do good and disregard of wrong and shun evil. Guidance, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy upon us, comes from Wahi and Revelation. In the next Surah Zukhruf, the Surah deals with the difference between the real glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth and revelation and the false glitter of what people like to believe and worship. The idea of the key word Zukhruf means gold adornments occurs throughout the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation makes His truth clear. Those who mock His message are only inviting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment on themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation points to His wisdom and kindness. Yet some people are unkind by causing some of His servants to associate gods with Him. These are the people who feel that their forefathers were wiser than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they are prepared to worship what their forefathers worship rather than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. if the Christians go back to the true teaching of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they will learn that he was no more than a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brought Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to people and to explain certain points on which the sects argued. He asked his people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, but the people from the sects from among themselves fell into disagreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth has come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everyone has received it. His truth will last. Denying his truth will not help. And Surah Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains how worldly pride is conquered by spiritual truth. The proud Fir'aun and his chief refused to listen to the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them by drowning them. All the wealth and possessions passed on to the hands. In the end, neither heaven or earth shed a tear over them. A similar punishment was suffered by the children of Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them gifts and favors. They had become proud and fell. The proud Quraysh can also expect a similar fate, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. On the Day of Judgment, evil and good will be sorted out. Each will get what he deserves. Pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message, then wait and see what he does. Surah Jathiya, the title Jathiya, bowing on the knees, expresses the main idea of the surah. In spite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs of his goodness all around us, men reject his guidance. But the believers should forgive the disbelievers. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best judge. People who make sects and divisions or follow their desires are obviously doing wrong. On the Day of Judgment, all of us, will be bowing on the knees, meaning submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Supreme Lord, the Cherisher, the Powerful and All Wise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take heed from the teaching of the Quran. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.